You're with SBS Radio.
The Tour de France will come to a climax on the streets of Paris in the early hours of Monday morning. Before then, though, the riders will have to negotiate three stages of grueling alpine rides, with the local fans all hoping Julian Alaphilippe will end France's 34-year wait to see a homegrown rider wear the yellow jersey on the Champs-Élysées. Last year's winner, Geraint Thomas of Wales, goes into the weekend of action within striking distance, 1 minute 35 seconds behind in second place. SPS will have all the excitement of the closing days of the race each night from 9:30 p.m. In rugby, the Wallabies made five changes to the side which lost to South Africa last weekend for Saturday night's match against Argentina in Brisbane. Scott Seo is the only change to the forward pack, while Will Genia is one of four changes in the new-look backline, which includes Kirtley Beale. It will be an emotional night for Genia, who was born in PNG, but was sent to attend school in Brisbane by his family as a child, before starting his rugby journey there. He's retiring from international rugby at the end of the season, and made his run-on debut for the Wallabies 10 years ago at the same stadium. He says looking back now at that night, he thought his sporting career was going to last forever.
I think you just never think it's going to end. You think you're always going to be coming back here, playing in front of great crowds, wearing that, you know, the gold jersey. And it's not that you take it for granted. You're just young. You just don't understand that everything is finite, so, and that it will come to an end at some point. So I think the biggest thing for me heading into this weekend, if I am lucky to be selected and play, is just to really enjoy it and be grateful for all the times that I've had to play at this great stadium and all the good memories.
The World Swimming Championships will come to an end in South Korea on Sunday, but the event has already been mired in huge controversy. Chinese swimmer Sun Yang has faced two medal ceremony protests after winning his gold medals. Yang is facing a doping hearing at the Court of Arbitration for Sport in September, and some clearly feel he shouldn't be competing in Guangzhou while the case is outstanding. Firstly, Australia's Mac Horton refused to take his place on the podium alongside Yang, while British swimmer Duncan Scott also refused to shake Yang's hand and was later confronted after the ceremony in angry scenes. The story has prompted much discussion about whether Horton and Scott should face sanction by the governing body of swimming for making their protest. But according to Australia's four-time Olympic gold medalist Dawn Fraser, they've done nothing wrong.
They don't want to compete against drug cheats. And drugs in sport have been going on for years and years and years. And, you know, when they developed WADA, WADA was doing the right thing. But now we've got the international bodies and not doing the right thing. So, you know, we've got to do something to stop all this.
In the wake of the medal ceremony snubs, swimming's governing body, FINA, added a new code of conduct provision stating competitors must actively participate in victory ceremonies and avoid improper behaviour towards others. In the AFL on Saturday afternoon, the Adelaide Crows faced Carlton with their captain Tex Walker under huge pressure due to his poor form. During the week, the Crows' assistant coach Ben Hart suggested Walker wasn't immune from being dropped after a lacklustre display against Essendon last weekend. But former player and expert commentator Matthew Lloyd feels that Walker shouldn't suffer that fate.
Let him see out the season, but obviously he won't be captain next year, you wouldn't have thought. I just don't think he influences many games. I think that he's, you know, he's dined out, you know, the week before against the Gold Coast Suns, but just because he's not imposing enough, he struggles when games get tight.
In the NRL, the Manly Sea Eagles will look to continue to defy expectations when they take on the top of the table Melbourne Storm on Saturday evening. Manly sits just 2 points outside the top four, after many experts predicted the club wouldn't even make the top eight at the start of the season. Utility player Lachlan Croker believes the match in Melbourne will be a good guide to his side's chances of reaching the finals this season.
It's probably more exciting for us because we're going to figure out where we stand in the scheme of things, and to go down there is probably the toughest away trip. So yeah, we're after this weekend, I suppose we'll find out where we stand and what we need to reassess and where we go from here. I suppose it's going to be exciting.
In cricket, England and Australia continue their preparations for next week's Ashes. England are taking on Ireland in a four-day match at Lord's, with the visitors hoping to capitalise on a superb start that saw them dismiss the home side for just 85 on the opening day. Australia's four-day intra-squad match continues in Southampton, but is likely to finish early after an incredible 32 wickets fell on the opening 2 days of action. And in Formula One, the Germany Grand Prix takes place at Hockenheim, with Ferrari driver Sebastian Vettel aiming to win his home race for just the second time. Britain's Mercedes driver Lewis Hamilton leads the standings by 39 points going into the race. John Baldock, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.